The Good Friday liturgy for which we are gathered this evening here in our parish church is a very stark one and rather simple. The altar is stripped bare. The tabernacle stands empty before us. There are moments of profound silence. Because the church desires us to feel the loss, the emptiness of the death of the Son of God. On Sunday, Palm Sunday, I proposed that we could this week, this Holy Week, take the Blessed Virgin Mary as our guide. She who was with our Lord every step of the way. And so let us think on this Good Friday of our Blessed Mother, what she desires to teach us. Our Lady, when we think of her, perhaps the words we most immediately think of to describe her would be words like clement, loving, sweet, those adjectives at the end of the Hail Holy Queen. She is a tender, loving mother, cares for us. But today, on this Good Friday, as we behold her at the foot of her Son's cross, she becomes Our Lady of Sorrows. And we come to see that this loving and sweet mother is at the same time strong and full of great courage. All but one of the Lord's apostles fled in fear for their lives. But here she is standing at the foot of the cross. She's not simply there, crushed to the ground, but she's standing, strong, with courage. To be associated with him at this point in his life was to put your own life at risk. The scriptures tell us that the chief priests even wanted to kill Lazarus, simply because he had been raised from the dead by Christ. But this doesn't faze our Blessed Mother. She stood there with her Son. More perfect faith there never was. And now that faith bears fruit in immense courage. And what about us? How strong is our faith? Do we have that courage to stand with her at the cross? In our lives, when we encounter suffering and trial and sadness and division and pain, as surely we will, when the going gets tough, do we flee? Do we run away? What is my response when life doesn't go as I had hoped or planned? For surely, in this moment, Our Lady must have reflected on how things had turned out so differently than she had thought when she gave her yes to the angel. When we face those kinds of moments in our lives, do we cling with courage to Christ? Trusting, even if it doesn't make sense, that the cross will bear fruit, that God will bring good from it? Or do we give in to doubt, beginning to think God is not with me? Worse yet, do we curse him for having afflicted us so? You know, when you think of it, how often in our lives do we sign ourselves with the cross? Many times without even thinking of its meaning. But then we grow anxious and fearful and doubtful when that cross manifests itself in our lives. Our Blessed Mother is indeed clement and loving and sweet. But this woman is also strong and courageous. She was strong enough on this Good Friday to be present, to stand there at the cross. Hers is a great strength. It's the strength to embrace suffering, the strength to offer herself with him for our salvation. In a moment on this holy night, each of us will have the opportunity to venerate the cross of Christ. As we do so, let's ask God to share with us that strength and that courage that we see so profoundly in our Blessed Mother at the foot of the cross. Let us draw grace from him, never to flee the cross, but to stand there with her, uniting ourselves to the perfect offering of our High Priest for the salvation of the world. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.